In conflicts, often there are very well-defined parties and then very nebulous parties. Like, say, for example, if they're siting a new airport in Mexico City and there's government and there's contracts and there's business, and then there are residents who may not have an association, who may not be banded together in any other sense than they live in the same neighborhood, and yet they're a party to a conflict. Who comes? Who do you talk to? Who's their representative? When there is no, Citizens Inc. to come and sit at the table, what do you do?
In the process of preparing the assessment, we identify categories of stakeholders, some easily representable and some so diffuse as to be impossible to represent. And we then make proposal in the assessment regarding each category of stakeholders about the method for selecting representatives for that category of stakeholders. And we will say, for category one, it's obvious, so-and-so heads the elected association. For category one, they should be invited. So-and-so is in the position of whatever in the government. That's the relevant agency. They or their senior designee should come. End of story. But this category of small business owners, there is an association of small business owners, but there's a lot of people who aren't members. We suggest the following procedure for caucusing small business owners. The convener should invite to a specific event facilitated by us or some other neutral for the purpose of selecting ad hoc representatives for the upcoming exchange, if there's going to be one. Invite the association, let them bring five people, invite the following four small business owners who have been quite critical in our interviews of the association, and invite the three other people who are university people in the School of Business in the area who've been quite critical of the existing association, and ask those three groups if they think of a fourth that they want to invite, and keep the total number of people to 25 and invite them in an evening when people can come after work, and convene them and ask them to choose a representative jointly. So that for each category, we will, in the assessment, recommend a technique for representing hard-to-represent groups. And either that will be a kind of vote amongst the potential existing representatives, or it will be a selection by potential surrogate representatives who may not even, at the moment I'm writing this, know that they are a surrogate for generations yet unborn. But we need generations yet unborn at this table, represented at this table, and the following three NGOs really do have a very long time perspective. And if they would be willing to come in the role of surrogate representative for this category, one of these three, or let them choose amongst themselves, would be very good. So each category of stakeholders, we have to address exactly this question. And you can use surrogates, you can use coalitional representatives, and in some instances, it's perfectly clear. Now, sometimes you get started, you think you've got everybody there, you think you've done this in the right way, criticism is raised, and you add. Somebody comes forward and says, nobody here representing me, I don't care what you say, and we're a stakeholder. And if we miss somebody in the conflict assessment, then we miss somebody. But my general sense is that the procedure I'm describing allows you to handle the diffuse interest problem. Mm-hmm.